Do you know why we haven't seen a regional fair card?
Well, my understanding from the years that I've been involved with CTA and transit advocacy is it's a simple function of, well, maybe it's not that simple. Metro still collects its fares as train tickets were collected in the 19th century. And how do you reconcile a regional fare card with an open access conductor-based system that they have? I mean, you can show the conductor your Chicago Card Plus, but how will you know there's fare on it?
So one of the biggest obstacles is how Metro collects its fares.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that if Metro simply went to turnstile type fare collection, that would knock down one of the biggest obstacles?
It would knock down a big obstacle, but at what cost? Stepping back and looking at it from the taxpayer's perspective, you know, the cost to have Metro wholesale convert to an electronic fare card system, the cost to do that would have to be borne by the taxpayer. To what benefit? Is there some more creative way it can be done at less expense?
Do you have any ideas?
I mean, I think a prime example is the Metro Electric line that I ride to work every day used to have an electronic fare collection system that was put in place in the 1960s. You had to buy a ticket at a vending machine in the station, and you stuck it through a turnstile.
I remember those turnstiles.
Right. We've always had it in the region. Well, the riders on Metro rose up in protest that they had to insert tickets not only to get into the station, but to leave the station as well. And Metro caved in and said, okay, we'll just have the conductors put your tickets. So the Metro Electric actually was a more modern fare collection system, and they reverted to the old-fashioned way.
Because people felt discriminated against.
They did. They felt discriminated against because their ticket was, in essence, checked three times. And it did create nasty backups when you were leaving the station. Everybody's trying to get the return style to get out of the station, too. You kind of had to do that because it's a zone-based. You have to know what fare to take off based on how far people rode.
And that's how subways work in some areas, like D.C.
Yep, D.C.'s system works that way. Although, in fairness, you know, D.C.'s system was designed to be able to handle the large crowds exiting the system, whereas the Metro Electric fare card system was sort of an overlay on a 19th century railroad. The Illinois Central Railroad